see. Dee, what's on your mind, ma'am?
Yes. Hi, doctor. I really enjoy your program, and I used to buy your products a lot. Could you tell me, I want to start again, can you tell me the phone number of the of your Tahoma clinic so I can order?
Oh, okay. That would be, let's see here, 888. Sounds like I'm hungry, doesn't it? 888-893-6878.
6878. Okay. And my question is, I heard you speak to another man about niacinamide, and I have 50% loss of cartilage in both my knees, and I have some pain right now. I'm taking Aleve and Tylenol 4. I'd like
to
take less. I, 2 years ago, took a multiple vitamin B, and I developed, I didn't know the B was causing this. It was neuropathy, and I had it for about a year. And it was so painful in my hands and knees. I, on my own, stopped vitamin B, all the extra vitamin B that I was taking besides what's in my multivitamins. The neuropathy stopped in 1 day. I did go to a neurologist about it, and I mentioned that to him about the vitamin B and, you know, the extra vitamin B I'm taking.
Yes,
the
ma'am.
Extra multiple vitamin B, and he had never heard of that. And, you know, to me, it was too much of a coincidence that it stopped within 1 day of me stopping the B.
Yes, ma'am.
And I haven't taken a multiple B since then. That's about 2 years. And my neuropathy has not come back, but I do take a multivitamin with a little bit of B in it.
Okay.
Have you ever heard that before?
No, ma'am, but if I heard it from anyone, I'd promptly get them screened for that particular B complex and then get them screened for other brands. It's the darndest thing. Sometimes a person will not screen well on one brand, and they'll screen very well on three other brands. And what I mean by screening is screening for sensitivity to that. I have to attribute that to something besides the vitamins in there. There's usually filler or binder or something like that. But I certainly believe that it can happen, and it's no coincidence that it stopped 1 day after you stopped that B-complex.
Yeah.
So in the future, if you ever want to consider taking B-complex again, check with a doctor who knows how to do screening for different products and do that first. Now, back to the niacinamide you've got. I'm sorry, the arthritis you've got. I'm not kidding you. I read the 1940s book in the 1970s, and no kidding at all, since that time, anyone who's ever come to see me about osteoarthritis, I just relay them the information. I'm a very good copycat and relayer. And no one, none of those people since the 1970s has needed knee joint replacement. Now, it takes about 3 or 4 weeks for the niacinamide to start to, I think it's working.
Yes.
And by 3 or 4 months, why, it's not hurting anymore. And then, funny thing, but the cartilage can actually start to regenerate and look better on subsequent x-rays, but that mm-hmm. doesn't happen until about a year's gone by, ma'am.
Yes.
But still, if you can get in 1,000 milligrams 3 times a day of niacinamide without having any reaction,
yes,
that's what's worked for everybody else except the guys who can swallow big pills. They can use the 1,500 milligram time release. And then one really smart lady said, look, I can't swallow a big pill. Can I take that big pill and cut it in half? So
yeah.
I just have to take two of those in the morning and two at night. I don't have to take pills all day. I told her, hey, if you can get that down, go for it. It works.
Mm-hmm. Can I? Should I take? I know niacinamide is a B vitamin, and I heard you're not supposed to take one B vitamin by itself. Make sure you take a multiple with it. Do you agree with that?
Yes and no. You can rely right now on your low doses, but if particularly the niacinamide's working for you, I would still go get yourself screened by a doc skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine for a higher dose B-complex.